AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and we are previewing Relay for Life, and of course, not necessarily the Relay, the fundraiser. We'll talk about that at another time, but a talent showcase coming up to help complement what's going on for Relay. I get the opportunity to talk with Anton Dalzell this morning. I think I know another Dalzell or two, so your name has been around Bartlesville for a long time, right?
Yes, and my mom has had her own relay team, the Mad Dog Dalzells, for about 10 years now.
Yeah, of course, I knew your dad, too. So.
Right, yeah.
but we have a talent showcase coming up on March 9th. That's great.
Yeah, so the talent showcase is going to be at the Heritage Theater on March 9th from 7 to 10 p.m., and it's going to be a variety show with different musical acts. The Everett Music School will be leading us off, as well as a young ukulele player. And Morris McCorvey, who's a local community leader and performing artist, is going to do a poetry reading for us. And we're also going to have a music act by Paul Beach, who will sing for us. And it'll end in an evening of karaoke, so everyone can showcase their talent at the end of the evening.
Or lack thereof, as the case may be. Come out and have fun, because that's what karaoke is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Morris, it, of course, was originally brought to Bartlesville as the poet in residence for Westside Community Center. And if you haven't heard Morris's stuff, you are in for a treat. He does a great job. I don't know how many times you've heard Morris, but some of it is very traditional rhyming verse, but it's his esoteric stuff that I think he's probably best known for. So you're in for a treat if you haven't heard Morris. How did you manage to put the show together?
Well, we really wanted to find a way to bring a lot of the community together, and showcase the diversity of the community as far as the different talents people have, both young and old. And that's really where the idea came from. And then we just did our best to go out every weekend and try to see as many acts as we could, and try to get as much feedback from people around the community of who they would like to see in an act.
Dylan Everett will also bring you a lot of great musicians. She is in the process of training them to eventually get them on a stage someplace, not in front of people, maybe a recording set up, however, whatever their goals are. But I've been around Dylan and her students now for 10 years or more, and they are always well prepared, well coached, and not sure that she would agree with this, but ready, if necessary, to perform on seemingly a moment's notice. They're great.
Well, that seems to be what's happening. They're going to be performing on a moment's notice. I should also mention that some students from the Bartlesville High School will also be performing as well.
Okay, so this is an opportunity for people to have a great evening of fun. Coming up on March 9th, 7 to 10 o'clock, if there is such a thing, downtown Dewey.
In downtown Dewey. And I will add that we're going to have a raffle, and there's a lot of prizes. So there's several trips to Six Flags in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, as well as a vacation to Branson, Missouri, and as well as there's going to be tickets to the Kansas City Zoo, and then a number of gift certificates to restaurants in the Bartlesville area.
Sounds like all kinds of reasons to be entertained and come out and have a good time and be part of the show when it comes time for the karaoke as well. Fundraiser for Relay for Life, and I just wanted to at least do a real quick overview. Relay, a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. Unlike many fundraisers, we keep us very little of the money here. It all goes off for research money, opportunity to bring the latest research to bear in an effort to eliminate cancer and find a cure for those that already have been diagnosed. This is something that the Dalzell family has been around cancer for a long time, and so you're a great advocate. So I want to compliment you and your mom for being an advocate for Relay for Life. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
How did you manage to line up the talent? I'm sure that Dylan gave you some help, but Morris and everybody else, did they just walk up and said, I want to do something for you, or did you have to do a little bit of recruiting?
We did all the recruiting. Yeah, we actually approached everyone, and no one turned us down, which was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually have quite a few people who are going to perform.
Okay. Yeah. Is it the show for free, or?
So it'll be $10. It is a fundraiser, so it's going to be $10 at the door, and everyone 16 and under will be able to get in for free.
I should mention it's at the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub, downtown Dewey, right on Don Tyler. And I have no doubt Giz will have something great for you for dinner as well if you want to have dinner.
Absolutely. So from 7 to 8 is going to be our social hour where everyone can socialize and have cocktails at the Heritage. And from 8 to 10 will be the main performance.
And that will be a lot of fun. 7 to 10, 3 hours of music and entertainment at the Heritage Theater Cafe. And, you know, it's Relay, I don't want to discourage or take away from the Relay effort there, recognizing the folks who, that are the survivors, mm-hmm. and, of course, doing the fundraising for American Cancer Society. But why not have fun while you're raising money? I mean, it just makes sense to me. Come on out and have an arts-filled evening all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a celebration of community, both with the Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society, as well as the community that showcases all of the talent in Bartlesville and the Dewey area.
Okay. If someone would like to participate, and other than just karaoke, is the lineup full, or can they give you a call and say, we'll squeeze in 5 minutes for you?
It's full now.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love to have more people, but... I think that we're totally booked at this point.
Well, that's a best kind of problem to have. You're totally booked.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you'd like to do for years to come if this one is successful?
I hope so. This is going to be a very different type of fundraiser than we've done in the past. And so it'll be an experiment, and we'll see how it goes, and hopefully we can continue on with this tradition.
Well, you've got some great people lined up and good reasons to come enjoy yourself mm-hmm. that evening. And again, it is at the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub, downtown Dewey, the evening of March 9th, 7 to 10 o'clock. Is that a Friday night? I'm trying to remember.
It's a Saturday night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
More than plenty of opportunity to spend the day relaxing, enjoying yourself, and then come out Saturday night, have a few cocktails, a little social hour, and then sit back, relax, and be prepared to applaud.
Yes, absolutely.
Several fundraisers as well. You mentioned those. I'm not going to go through them again. But Pete, it is a fundraiser, by the way. Someone will be asking you for your money.
Yes, we'll have a bucket that'll go around, and we will have the raffle. And like I said, we have a lot of prizes for the raffle, and kind of an extraordinary amount. So I think it'll be worth everyone's time. Everyone has a pretty good shot at getting something, so it should be good.
So it is basically buy one ticket, you qualify for all the prizes.
For all of the prizes,
as opposed
yes.
to I want to buy this for the Kansas City Zoo or whatever. You're in for the drawing.
You're in for everything. Yes, and there is going to be travel vouchers from Spears Travel and a number of pretty big prizes.
Somebody's done a lot of homework going around to businesses and say, would you help?
Yes.
It is the American Cancer Society event against the Talent Showcase coming up the evening of March 9th, 7 to 10 o'clock at the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub. A variety of entertainment, and whether it's poetry or music or whatever you want to call what happens when we put the karaoke music on, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time. And again, Anton Dalzel, I don't forget that French pronunciation on
there.
That's
perfect. Yeah.
And you are invited. Go have a great time and raise some money for the American Cancer Society. More on AM 1400 K1.